So, you know, anybody who wants to come is invited. It's not obligatory. But basically, we in the Mishnah, Nafayin Gimel, Sotosis already asked the question, why is it some malachos are, you know, some, why do we spell out the shiurim in some malachos? And then in other malachos, you know, you have separate mishnayos or gemaras, if you have even that, that define what the proper shiur is. So I think that's a very suggestive question, obviously. And it might imply that there are different shiurim play different roles within Hilchos Shabbos itself. What is the relationship between Hilchos Shabbos and everything else in terms of Melechus Machsheves and Chatzis Shiur? So I'm going to speak a little bit about that on Sunday. As I say, it's open to all. Anybody who wants to come can come. If you want, if you're preparing for the regular shiurim, that's fine as well. But I dafka to pick the topic that wouldn't overlap. We're in the middle of discussing the relationship between Avos and Toldos. We went through all the interesting formulations of the Rambam. I checked again the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos Kapach. I think it is clear that that you know in Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph, that first Mishnah, that in the Kapach edition, Me'ein Hamalacha is included. If there, his comment about the Girsos is in the opposite, unless I misunderstood you. His comment is that that in the Ibn Tibbon, is that what you were trying to say? Oh, I thought you were saying the later edition is okay. The Ibn Tibbon edition is the one that maybe is missing a line or two. Either way, what emerges again, I'm not sure. It's hard to know whether it is or whether it's two maduros or not. But the important thing is that the in the Kapach edition, it's clear that the Rambam is already emphasizing not only Tolda but Me'ein Ha'av in Zayin Aleph. It doesn't seem like he is being mechalek between the two dinim as he is in Hilchos Shkagos and Hilchos Shabbos, but it's clear that there is a category called Me'ein Ha'av. He's not ignoring a Me'ein Ha'av for Tolda. Also in the Kapach edition, Toldos are called, I think, Totsa'os, which I think is an interesting, that works nicely, better than I think the printed Ibn Tibbon formulation of Toldos. Again, it's perfectly clear that we're dealing with two different levels. In light of all this, what is a tolda? So in the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos and in Mishnah Torah, it seems clear to me that the overall objective as opposed to the tzura is what defines tolados. And I think that that's what the Magen Mishnah, we have a Rambam? Magen Mishnah and Zion, what is it, Dalid, who has a Rambam? So you go ahead. I think that's the Magen Mishnah is struggling to say as well. What? So I think the Magen is saying it, and I think the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos and Mishnah Torah, you know, also is driving to say this clearly, pretty clearly. And that is that again the what the Pirush Mishnayos is called totzah samalacha, as opposed to the appearance of the maisa malacha itself. That's what we call the tzura. That's what defines the tolda. In the case of the Magen Mishnah, he also makes it perfectly clear that in his opinion, that's a miktas. It's not that you know that's what makes the malacha, anyways. He makes it pretty much sound like it's tafel, right? Magen Mishnah. He doesn't use the word tafel, but he says it's domelo only b'miktas. Correct. There is another view, and that is his famous Hagdama, the Tiferes Yisrael. So he says that you know you have a tzura and you have a tachlis. If the tolda is dome either to the tzura or to the tachlis, that will make it a tolda. That's a very big chiddush to say that dimyon l'tzura without the tachlis is also a tolda. Basically, the formula is any one of the, there are two components, if you have only half or you have one of the components, that's a tolda. A tolda is a miktas ha'av. not necessarily on the totsaos or the tachlios side of it. So again, just to highlight the point, I already mentioned the Rav's suggestion, the very important issue, the Ran on Kufyud Aleph seems to indicate that toldos of dosh, which are einu tzricha legufa, leibud, are going to be patur even according to Rav Yehuda. That's the Ran on Daf Kufyud Aleph. It sounds like dosh itself, the av, would be asur, even if it's shelo l'shem shimush, even if it's li'ibud. This, of course, in contrast with the Rishonim, who say that any dosh li'ibud l'kula alma is pater. That's the view of the Ramban. That's the view of the some of the Bali Tosis, right in Ksuvah Staf Adavav. Right, there are a whole group of Rishonim would think that any dash which is li'ibud is mutar. As we explained, that's part of the shem malacha of dash. A dash which isn't for the purpose of accessing, for using, there's no such thing as a tzura b'litachlis when it comes to dash. Okay, but that's not the view of the Ran. The Ran seems to say this is a halacha and tolda the dash. So the point seems to be that it's a din in toldos. And that toldos, even Rabbi Huda agrees, malachshen etzricha legufa is pater. So as we noted, the Totzos Chaim asked the question. So when the Gemara says Ma'ika ben Avla Tolda, why didn't it say well, the Libad Rabbi Huda, the Nafkamina will be Melachshen Tzricha Legufa? So the Rav suggested that the reason that that doesn't appear is because that's not a Nafkamina, that's just part of the definition. And if the definition of Tolda is Tachlis Amalacha B'li Tzura Samalacha, and you don't have Kavana Le Tachlis, then basically what we're saying is that in a tolda, every ein tzricha legufa is the equivalent of, I guess, ein miskaven, or worse. And since that's true, therefore there's nothing to make it a malacha. That's not a nafkamina between avos and it is a nafkamina, but it's not a... When you're looking for nafkamina, you mean when the av exists and the tolda exists, do you treat them differently? But if... There can't be the nafkamina in a case where the tolda just evaporates. The shame tolda just doesn't exist anymore. Now, that's sayable. I don't think it's mukhrach. I think you could say that. The reason it's not mukhrach is there's one leap, and that is whether the lack of kabana satachlis, right, turns into the equivalent of einam iskabit. I think it's sensible, but I don't think it's mukhrach, as we discussed already. But again, that whole mahalach is very reasonable if tolda is by definition tachlis hamalacha b'litzura. If you were to take a Tiferes Yisrael idea, and that is, it doesn't mean dafka tachlis b'litzura, it means it doesn't have the full complement of factors that the av has. It's a miksas ha'av. You know, whether the dilution is on the tachlis side or it's on the tzura side doesn't make a difference. It has one component and not another, that makes it a tolda. Then, of course, this whole argument falls apart. Simply not true. On the other hand, even more so, according to the Tiferes Yisrael, again, according to the others, if you say that Tolda is always defined by Tachlis and never by Tzura, so then the possibility that that there's no Tafel and that it's not independent either, but that the Tolda is simply what is important about the Av. It's the common denominator of which they share, which is really the Ikar of Isharasho, and that's what defines and makes the Av important too. Right? So you could say that if the Tolda is the Tachlis. It becomes impossible to say that if the Tolda is either the Tzura or the Tachlis. You can't say that either the Tzura or the Tachlis is the common denominator in the Mekayim. Of course, the words don't even make sense. The point is that according to the Tiferes Yisrael, if you can have such a flexible concept of Tolda, then clearly Tolda is a dilution of the Av. And what you're saying is that the Tzura and the Tachlis are both critical for the Av. They're both part of the definition. You can't operate with this common denominator approach. Okay. This question of the status of Toldos and the extent to which there is a dilution as you go forward in Toldos is relevant to how you relate the status of Toldos in Shabbos to a parallel status in Kol HaTorah Kula. If something is a tolda in Hilchos Shabbos, what is its status in Kol Torah Kula? So for that, I told you to look at the Eglet Tal. Makiva, you saw it? Ami? Alichai? Dovi? The Eglet Tal Chav Beis Dalad? An Ofe? There's an interesting discussion. What is the status of Yehuda?
Told
of the R. Yeah. Let's say you don't. You're not on the fire directly, but the heat that is generated by the fire is going to be used to bake, to cook, whatever, the egg, whatever it is, right? That's called told of the R. So what is the status of told of the R? Is told of the R an Av? Is that Eish? Is that Mavir? Is it Bishol? Or is tolda d'or always kishmo kenu a tolda? That's a debate. That's a debate among the poskim. So Yehuda, what does Eglet Tal discuss?
Well,
that's already the answer. What's the problem? We'll get to that in just a second. You're right, but what's the issue that he confronts? What will be the halacha regarding? Bishul basav b'chalav. Let's say you, instead of putting your mevashel basav b'chalav together, but instead of using it directly on the fire, you use told us a'ar. So what's the halach in that case? So seems like you're chayiv mishum basav b'chalav. It is basav b'chalav. The question that arises is, if it's a tolda in Hilchos Shabbos,
what is it? If it happened to be told,
how could it be chayiv in Hilchos bishul basav b'chalav? So the assumption is based on the need for exeris. The assumption of the question is based on the need for exeris akasa, right? Me'achas mehena, and in particular the formulation of. No, that's the answer. The assumption of the question. Okay, we'll get to marikatz in one more second. That's something we mentioned already in the past. Tosim b'choros daf chafei. What does Tosim b'choros say? Something can be
not problematic by other.
Yeah, something can be a malacha in Hilchos Shabbos as a tolda, and be and not qualify for that same for that parallel category in another area of halacha. For example, giza via voda, right, for kadshim. So if klishas tzemer is considered a tolda of gozes in Hilchos Shabbos, is it also considered? Tlisha, is there also considered Giza in Kachim? Or Ketifa? If Ketifa is Ketzira in Hilchos Shabbos, right? Is Ketifa Ketzira in Ketzira Sa'omer? Right, an interesting question. So Tosfos B'chora says, no. That in itself is very fascinating. Meaning a tolda in Hilchos Shabbos seems to be pushing the limits of the definition as that definition is applied in Kol HaTorah Kula. It sounds like Tolda in Shabbos is a Chiddush, that's why you need Gzeres HaKasuv, and the Gzeres HaKasuv doesn't establish a Kol HaTorah Kula expansion of the definition, but only Hilchos Shabbos one. Why should that be? We don't exactly know. Is that an expression of Melachas Machsheves Asra Torah L'chumra? Right, another one? Well, we have Melachas Machsheves Asra Torah L'chumra as we building up the list, right? We have the Marsha and the Marshal, each in his own way, in Sanhedrin Chavav, right? And we have the Makalkal issue in Tosin Chulin, and we have the Choktochus issue in the Ran, right? And of course the Avi Avos, the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Samech, right? We're building up the Kiryat Sefer we had, and why you can have two malachos on a single pa'ula, so we already have a growing list. This could be another one. The reason that the whole concept of toldos maybe is based on Melachas Machsheves Asra Torah. Or maybe it's nothing to do with Melachas Machsheves Asra Torah. Maybe it just has, but it does have to do with an expanded definition. It doesn't have to be based on Melachas Machsheves. Maybe it's a defined definition of malacha is different. Maybe in some cases the gavra, in some cases the cheftza. Or just per se, Hilchos Shabbos can expand through toldos. That's the gzeras hakasa. There could be several explanations why it's so, but according to the mentality of Tosfos Bechoros Daf Chafei, basically, if something is a tolda, not an av, in Ochos Shabbos, then it doesn't qualify as a definition in Kol Torah Kula. Now, does that tell us in Hilchos Shabbos whether it's inferior to the av? Not necessarily, although it certainly is suggestive. Right? It suggests that something which doesn't qualify in Kol Torah, the av qualifies as a bishul in Kol Torah Kula, this doesn't. So we can just see because, yeah, the definition of Bishul and Shabbos is more expansive, and this is its common denominator. Or we could say there are two levels of Bishul, even in Hilchos Shabbos. There's intense Bishul, there's classic Bishul, there's Kol HaTorah Kula Bishul, and then there's, there is diluted Bishul. It's hard to know, but again, it gives us a framework for formulating the question. But that's the mentality of Tosfos Bechoros. According to that mentality, if indeed we were to conclude that Tolda Sa'ar, which is a debate, if we were to conclude that Tolda Sa'ar was a Tolda, not an Ab, then it should not work in Basa B'Chalav. The fact that it would work in Basa B'Chalav, according to this perspective, would be proof positive that Tolda Sa'ar is an Ab, not a Tolda. However, says the Egle Tal, Yehuda, there's another perspective, namely? Correct. Okay. Just have to bring it at the right time. Okay, what's the Mari Katz's perspective?
So he points out that should be like Shabbos, we need a Zeres and Katz to told us based on the Lingo of the Mishkan. He would have thought maybe it's limited to the Avos. And talking about Ezekiel, it's only a Svara. So I think he said that there are other contexts also where it told us could be a Svara.
Yeah. So basically, that's exactly the opposite. He doesn't develop it so much. But the mentality of Tosfos Bechoros and the mentality of Mari Katz are in a way the opposite, or the way he's using Mari Katz are in a way is opposite, because what he's really saying is that the fact is that the tolda is consistent with or parallels a definition of Kol HaTorah Kula, right? There's no problem saying tolda sa'ar is a tolda, and there's no problem saying that tolda sa'ar is bishul basa b'chalav. Why is it a tolda in Hilchos Shabbos if it works in Kol HaTorah Kula? Because I might have thought that Hilchos Shabbos, exactly the opposite, that Hilchos Shabbos, we should be makel, we should be more limiting in our definitions. Now what would cause us to think that? So the Mari Katz's answer is the Mishkan. By the way, in theory, one could have said that too is a function of Melech Machshavas Asra Torah, right? Or of some other factor, the Gavra, the Cheftza, how it is that we define Malacha in Hilchos Shabbos. It could have, again, have been three different perspectives on either of these opposite points of view. But they are opposite points of view. Mari Katz is saying a tolda in Hilchos Shabbos is simply part of the integrated classical definition of Kol HaTorah Kula. But in Shabbos, it might have been frozen out because it wasn't in the Mishkan. Nay, because it wasn't Malach Smach Shabbos. Maybe because we defined Shabbos in a different way, not by the result, but by the action. But these two perspectives are very, very important. Now, whether that leaves us with tolda as something inferior to maskana, you don't know in either way. But the question is going to be formulated at least in totally different ways, depending on how you come to the issue. Okay. Which brings us to the next issue, and that is the relationship between avos and toldos. The relationship between them. We already spoke about some of the issues. Let's just finish off what we haven't spoken about. Tziruf l'shiur. So again, the problem of Tziruf L'Shir has to be put in context. The context is the one that we've already spoken of in the first part of the year. Namely, can avos be mitzaref to each other? Generally, should we be mechalik between Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malachos? We know that that's a huge machlokas. Right? The Milchas Chinuch was chozer and concluded that in Shigas Shabbos you could be mitzaref in avos, not in Shigas Malachos. Others might disagree with him in either direction. Krisus, Shidu Kubetsis, definitely disagrees with him on the level of there being no tziruf. And in theory, one could also argue in the other direction. If there's tziruf between avos, then a tziruf from an av to a tolda is not an issue. Right? Certainly there should be tziruf. But if there's no tziruf between avos, or even if there is tziruf between avos, but if there's no tziruf in avos and shigigas malacha, only in shigas Shabbos, so we can raise the question, what about shigas malachos av tolda? And here, we could also suggest another chiluk in light of v'ein tzarech lomar of the previous sugya in the Rambam. Namely, is it possible to be mechalek between av betolda and tolda betolda of the same av? In light of the yearly, what about tolda betolda of two different avos, if they really do become all generic losasa kol malacha? It's one thing to say that it's really hard to understand how the Rambam ever would have felt. Alex took a stab at it the other day. That it would be more obvious that you know, that two toldos of the same av, you know, would be that how you ever could say that two toldos of the same av maybe are two, and two toldos of different avos are one. That's very difficult to justify. But the general point, which is, forget the Gemara, the Yirali itself, maybe all toldos across avos represent simply losasa kol malacha, that's something to consider. That is something to consider. So, and if it isn't true on the level of chiyuv and ptur, at least might it not be true on the level of tziruf l'shiur. As we've already noted, again, for those of you here the first semester, occasionally we find such a distinction suggested. Right? The Gemara says about Rabbi Yeshua's Tamchuyin Mechalkin that maybe it's l'chumra v'lo l'kula, which means that if you have Tamchuyin, you can still be Mitzarif l'shiur, even though if you have Shir Shalem, you're going to have two separate karbanos. So one could raise this question with regard to toldos across different avos too. Even if we conclude, as the Rambam does, that tolda from different avos are chayiv shnayim, still, what about the possibility of being mitzarev different toldos, different avos, l'shir? But certainly, two toldos of the same av, and an av and a tolda didei, we should raise this question, even if we conclude that even in Shigas Shabbos, avos cannot be mitzarev ahadadi. As for which one would be a better candidate, the av and the toldo, or the two toldos, that remains an open question too, as we noted, for the same reason that the Ein Tzarech Lomar of the Rambam and Tosfos Anayin Hayom and Beis, right, could go in either direction. Toldos could be closer to each other, and toldos could be more distant, and av and toldo could be closer to each other. So there is not so much early evidence on this question, except that you have the Yerushalmi in the first parak of Shabbos, Yonah, that talks about Av and Tolda being Mitzarev, Hotza and Hachnasa, right? Can Hotza and Hachnasa be Mitzarev? That's the Yerushalmi in the first parak. And that's what Rabbeinu Yechiel quotes in Shita Mekubetzes, Bava Kama Dav Beis, right? Eitan saw it? We had it earlier in the year, but he asks the question, why, when the Gemara asks, Ma'ika ben Avla Tolda, why did they say? Yeah, why did they say that? Well, he asks the question. The question is, why not say that the Nafkamina is Sira Flashir? If you have two Avos, they're not Mitzarev. If you have an Av and a Tolda today, it's Mitzarev. So then his answer is, maybe Chotzah v'Achnasa are unique. He doesn't explain why, but he says, maybe Chotzah v'Achnasa are mitzdarif based on the Yerushalmi, but maybe not anything else. Do you have that? Do you have it open there? Rabbeinu Yechiel? And then when the Gemara says, my Ike ben Avot Tolda, according to Rabbi Eliezer. I don't think so. Is it Tosa Rosh? I don't think so. Is it Tosa Rosh? No. Tosa Rosh is quotes from Rabbeinu Yechiel on the base in Shabbos, but... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
That should be enough kamina of abatolda. Okay,
Mashen came.
Yeah. So something different about hotzah and hachnasa than the other malachos. So it could be that he means not conceptually, but apples and oranges wise. Meaning normally there's an apples and oranges problem in being as we pointed out, there are two issues when you want to talk about tzirup l'shir. Right? We talked about the minchas chinuch earlier in the year. Right? One is the conceptual question. You can't be mitzdari if it's two shemos. Maybe not even if it's two ma'isa averas. Certainly not if it's two shemos. Then there's a second question. Even if it's one shem and one ma'isa avera and so on. Well, maybe that's the issue of ma'isa. Apples and oranges, right? They just don't combine. It's not a meaningful combination. So the point may be that chanami be mitzari if an avan atolda. But almost always there's some drapa, there's some different. The difference in surah makes it apples and oranges. Hotzah, the haknasa is a difference in direction, not a difference in surah much. At least that would seem to be the case. Or is he saying maybe it's connected to malacha grua, or it's connected to the Ramban's comment? If you recall, the Ramban said on Sadi Vavmud Beis, why did the Gemara introduce? We discussed a few days ago. Why did the Gemara introduce? Ma'ika dafka and daftzadi vav and nowhere else, because for every other tolda we understand that it's garua b'na'av, but not hachnasa and otsa. So maybe that's why dafka otsa v'achnasa are mitzarif and not other avod. So there could be various reasons why otsa and hachnasa are different, either conceptual reasons or practical apples and oranges type reasons. But either way, the question is even more, in a way, more important than the answer. The answer may be that conceptually you're right. You could. Just practically you can't. But either way, if you want to universalize the Yerushalmi, especially in light of the Minchas Chinuch discussion and so on, so Siruf Avos HaToldos might be workable. In some of the Achronim, I think there is I think in the Avnei Nezer in a few places, I'm not sure if it's in the Egel Tal or the Avnei Nezer, I think he does discuss the question whether or not one should be mechalek between being mitzdaref and av and atolda, or a tolda and a tolda me'oso ha'av. And as I say, I think it would depend on the ein tzorach lomar issue. By the same token, what about tolda me'av echa, the tolda av acher? Obviously, that's more difficult to do, but it's something to consider. Okay, next. The issue of Yediyah Sachet. So Yediyah Sachet is a topic we've discussed already earlier in the year, Daf Yotes Amud Aleph. It's perfectly clear from the Mishnah that at least the ratio of the Mishnah that different avos, malacha, constitute different shemos. The first half of the Mishnah in Yud Tes Amud Aleph and Krisus says this clearly. The question is, what about the second half of the Mishnah? That's what we discussed. Might be the debate between Rashi and the Rambam. Certainly, the first half of the Mishnah says clearly that
So
that line makes it perfectly clear that the debate between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua, whether you require Yediya Sachet, applies to different avos. And where the Gemara says, Rab Shimon Shazuri Yomer Lanechko Al Davar Shuhu Mishem Echad Shuchay Al Man Echko Al Davar Shuhu Mishum Beis Shemos. So then, it's not as clear, and it could be that it's a debate between Rashi and the Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch has a whole discussion, as we discussed already, when we discussed the Rambam Zinuch Hashkagos. Fine. What will be with the discrepancy between Av and Tolda? Is that a lack of Yediyah Sachet? One thing to say, he doesn't know if he did Tochen, he doesn't know if he did Kotzer. And even that maybe is a machlokas in the Mishnah. But let's say according to the Reisha of the Mishnah, where Zorea and Choresh or Kotzer and Tochein, clearly that's a lack of Yediyah Sachet. By the way, I raised the question about Zorah Bora Merakein. Right? That's a question which could be raised here too. Just as it could be raised on Tziruf L'Shiur and Maise Echad. Right? Tziruf L'Shiur is certainly a question that the Avnei Nezer discusses. Again, would there be a lack of Yediyah Sachet in Zorah, between Zorah, Bora, and Merakein? Maybe only the Malachos that are really different? So too, we could raise the question, where do you draw the line? Zorah Bora Merakein is one place to draw the line. Or all Avos. What about Av V'Tolda Didei? So the more we see the Toldas independent, if it's a common denominator, there's no issue at all. That's if we say what's important about the Av is what it passes on to the Tolda. So clearly, Av V'Tolda Didei is Yediyah Sachet. There's no difference in the Chalos Maisa Veira. Meaning, there might be a difference in the physical tzura, but it's unimportant halachically. Clearly, we're dealing with a halachic issue here. Okay. Even then, you might say it's the same shame, even if it's a different maisa veira, or if it's a diluted aveira. In other words, there are two issues again going on here. One is how we evaluate the gap between av v'tolda. The other is at what point in the continuum is there a problem of yediyah sachet? So the questions to ask are av v'tolda, and another question to ask might be me'ein ha'av. According to the Rishonim, we think that there is something called me'ein ha'av. So let's say you don't remember whether you did Zoreya or Noteya. Whether you did Noteya or Zomer, according to the Rambam. Right? Or Markiv. Right? So Shem Yisur, pretty clear, it's one. Ma'is Aveira might be different. Tzuras Aveira definitely might be different. And if they even produce different toldos, like we were discussing in Rashi, Ritva's discussion in Rashi, so would that be a lack of Yediyah Sachet? But even if Me'ena Av is not a lack of Yediyah Sachet, Tolda of Av still might be. And what about Tolda of a Tolda Shaloso Av? So again, this is something to look at. I think the Totzos Chaim discusses this question, if I recall, and I think he tries to contrast the implication from Yud Tetzom and Aleph, which is that only Av V'Av, at least in the Reish of the Mishnah, not Av V'Tolda, Av V'Tolda would be the Yitzachet. He tries to contrast that with the implication of Tezvavom and Aleph. The problem is a slightly different Gemara. Here on Tezvavom and Aleph, the Gemara discusses Rabbi Eliezer, Tamid Rabbi Lazar, Asum Shum David Tarti, Yochanan Yavid Tarti, Yeshol La'arvon. Maybe it's only Kotzer v'Kotzer. Eisei Abayi L'Rabbi, Rabbi Lazar, Mechayim Ovlonim, Melachos B'Makom Avos, Ha'av V'Av V'Basachas Potur. So what about Av V'Tolda? It's possible that it sounds here in Tezvav Med Aleph, like Av V'Av, Rabbi Lezer would say Chayev only once. Right? But Av V'Tolda, you would say maybe even Rabbi Lezer would say Chayev twice. We raised this question already. Indeed, the Tatzos Chaim and the Avnei Nezer conclude that Ne'ein Ha'av would also be Chayev twice. What about Av V'Tolda? Certainly would be Chayev twice. It's not so clear. It's also a slightly different issue. In Yud Tes, we're talking about Yediyah Sachet. Here we're talking within Rabbi Eliezer what's considered a kefel hamalacha. Okay. But the point is that the status of avos v'toldos, where you draw the line, av, tolda, me'ena av, is open for question, both for Rabbi Eliezer on tes vav and for Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua in the Mishnah on yud tes amud aleph. Okay. Good. What about other issues about the relationship between Tolda and Av? So, if there are major nafkamina in the rules, like Malacha Shen Tzricha Legufa, let's say you take the Totzos Chaim's approach to Malacha Shen Tzricha Legufa, not the Rav's. And the Ran says, Malacha Shen Tzricha Legufa, Betolda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Pater. So we said, According to the Rav, that's because it's not defined as a tolda anymore. Let's say it is a tolda, but the rules are different. Since it's a diluted malacha, so diluted malacha without kavanas hatachlis is potter. You have to make up for in level of or intensity of kavana what you're lacking in objective performance. So that would be a major statement of toldos as differing from the opposite. Certainly not the common denominator, as being inferior. Not being a separate shamos either in this case, but it being certainly a being inferior. This question also, of course, impacts the issue of hasra. And that in two ways. Avi? What do I mean, two ways? Issue of hasra. What is the issue of hasra? Yeah. Can you... Well, can you be master of the tolda for the av, or do you have to be master of the av for the tolda? Did I just say it right? In other words, if you're about to do a tolda, and I warn you of the av, A, is that good enough? B, is that necessary? Right. The question is discussed in the Rishonim on two levels. Right. The Bali Tosas generally discuss the question, must you be masra a tolda? Read brief, if you don't mind, just very quickly, Ayin Gimel Mabes. And in parallel, of course, in Baba Kama and elsewhere, and it's connected to the Sugya Nef Kuf Lamed Ches, right? Mishum Mai Masrin Onlay. Go ahead. Avi?
Right. Even the Masrayim from Dover Shinu Domelo. Who suffer Shimali Bolu Potter. Well, Mr. Bolu's son, Alta Shamar Chayef.
Okay.
The winner of Shigam Ari Hanano goes to the Farish King. Well, Raya, the great Baba Kama Kama, and the Yazard Mashayev, I told him Makamab, a Mikurliab, a Mikurli Bodo, and Mashani to the Hoki Kurliab, Sarah Kahasu's, I told him Shimali.
Okay. So basically, Tosas points out, in terms of the objective evidence, what does it sound like?
The issue is not that you have to be masra of Tolda Mishma, but rather whether it would work.
Whether being masra for the wrong Av is like a chucho tlu, like a malik. But that, does the evidence sound that way, or that's Tosas' reading of the evidence? That's Tosas' rereading of the evidence. That's how Tosas fits in all the Gemaras. So Tosas' conclusion is that you do not need to be masra mishumav. But definitely, if you look at some of the Gemaras, they don't sound that way. Tosas has to reinterpret, say, oh, in all the case, what they mean is, if you do the wrong av, it's no good. Nira kemaligbo. The Pashtus, it seems like some of the Gemaras really require that the tolda get the hasra of the av. Okay. What about this question of why the Gemara didn't mention Asra as a nafkamina? So that you have here again in Sariva Mebeis, Tosas, Ular Belazar, Rabbi Eliezer, the Mechaiva told him, Mokomab, my Karole. Have a Motz in the Memra, the nafkamina, Linin Asra, can appear Shaperek Klal Gadol. Vikala Memar, the Hainu de Kamishani, have to have a Bilekan Chashiva. So that view of Tosa seems to say that what? That you do need to be master Mishuma'av. Right? And that's what the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Hachtahav of Mishkan Chashiva means L'inyan Asra. That's the other view of Tosa. Basically, it's clear if you look also in Tosa in Moed Katan, that base in Bava Kama, right? The Bali Tosa and the other Rishonim all over discuss this problem. What emerges is, there are some Rishonim say, you can be master Los. Isur Shabbos, right? Milchas Chinuch thinks just Malacha b'Shabbos. You need the pasuk like Rashi in Shavuos says, or you don't need the pasuk. You could give a general hasra. That has to do with the question of how many Shemos Isser it is, the issue we discussed in the beginning of the year. If you have to be, if there are separate Shemos Isser, so then the question is, do you need to reflect that in the hasra? So that's, of course, the Tosas Rida and Kufla Medches, that if everyone is a separate, if it's like Kotzer and Tochen are like Chelev and Dam, and Havar is Lachalik Yatzah, so that's Tosas Rid, so then you need to be Masral, Kol Echad Benifran. Can't just say Los Asa Kol Malacha. Once that's true, so then the question is, what about the relationship between Tolda and Hav? So then there seems to be a lot of Gemaras that seem to say that the Tolda needs to be warned of in the name of the Av, which seems to say that the Tolda is not just a common denominator. The Tolda is inferior to the Av. The Mechayev of the Tolda is the Av. In other words, why just be Maser for the Ikar of a Sharasho, the Tachlis HaMalacha, which makes it what it is? Right? If the fact of the Mishkan or the quintessential purist, you know, status of the Malacha as embodied by the Av is somehow responsible for producing the Tolda, the Tolda is just an offspring, and it's only like the Ramban says, it's if it's you know, only in the schus of the Av that the Tolda, you know, gets through the door in Hilchos Shabbos. That's what the Ramban says, it's tefelalo, right? If that's true, then we understand very well why you have to be Masra Mishuma Av, because the Tolda is an usher in its own right. It's only usher because of the father. You have to invoke the father's name. So then you need the Av. By the same token, you also have the opposite question in the Rishonim, particularly among the Chachmei Svara, but also among some of the Chachmei Tzarfat as well, Tosas Shantz and some of the others. Namely, not do you need the Av for the Tolda, can you get away with the Av for the Tolda? Maybe Dafka, you have to be Masra the Tolda. And if you were Masra, even the Av, it wouldn't work. So some Rishonim discuss that problem too. You Dafka need the Av because the Tolda is Tafel? Or is a Chiddush that the Av also works? But of course the Tolda works in its own right. Why would the Av not work? Maybe because the Tolda achieves a certain measure of independence from the Av. If it's its own shame, even though the Av gave birth to the Tolda, and then the Tolda developed independently. You know, had a mind of its own, dynamic of its own, and it, you know, went down into the big world and established its own place as a shame Yisur in Hilchos Shabbos. So invoking the father is passé, that's past history, it's not relevant to the present. It doesn't capture what the Tolda is. Tolda can create its own Toldas, maybe. Tolda to Tolda. Right? So the invoking the Av is not only not necessary, but it might be inadequate. So that's what some of the Rishonim discuss in the beginning of Bava Kama and in some of these other places as well. Of course, here the possibility that once you've been mechalik between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim emerges very, very strongly, as we've already noted. Bali Tosas assume that there's no difference. If you have to invoke the Av for the Tolda, then that's true. Bein Rabbi Eliezer, Bein the Chachamim, and therefore when the Gemara says according to Rabbi Eliezer, my Bein Av the Tolda, they should have answered Hasra. Tosas says, yeah, that's what it means, or some other technical answer, right? Both in Tosas Bava Kama and Tosas here in Sadi Vav Amud Beis. On the other hand, the Ramban is the one who sharply rejects the assumption, namely that you can equate the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer on this point, and says that that's good for the point of Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rabbi Eliezer thinks that Toldas Chayev B'makom Av, surely that has impact on the question of the relationship between Av and Tolda and other issues too. How independent is the Tolda from the Av? The answer is for the Chachamim, it's one answer, and for Rabbi Eliezer, it's another. The fact that there's Chiluk Katos is relevant to this question. So that will spill over into the issue of Hasra. That's the Ramban's comment, that you just can't compare the two. The sharp discrepancy between Ramban's view on the Sugya and Tosas is clear. second. Yep. Just a second. Kashale. Miu ha kashale. Dilmalachi karale tolda. The master bay mishuma bidei mechayev. Notice again, Tosis is formulating it the opposite way. If you invoke the av, it'll work. Not that you have to invoke the av. Bali Tosis are considering the possibility that you must invoke the av. Mostly Chachme, Svarad, and others are saying, can you also invoke the av? Kamina l'kamam, b'shamer b'shamay masrina, b'ein rabam b'shum borer, b'rabzeir am b'shum marakeh, b'ilu av kula avos v'hisra b'av zem b'shum av acher, ein ha'asra ha'klal. Hishomad Rabbi Eliezer, kivin dehein chayavim b'atzman tzrichas ha'asra, b'shman mamish. One line, but a very powerful line. Namely, this issue is not an extraneous question in which there is, you know, equality. Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar's position on Chiluk Malachos already compromises his view on this issue. So that's not going to be an afkamina. But Bali Tosis disagree. They either disagree about the relationship between, possibly they disagree about Rabbi Eliezer, that's most likely, which we'll get back to in a minute. What the nature of Rabbi Eliezer's disagreement with the Chachamim is really all about. To sum up, the issue of Hasra, like the issue of Tziruf, may reflect the relationship between Avos and Toldos. There's no apples and oranges parallel problem here. Here it really is a formal legal labeling designation. That's really what we're talking about. If you must invoke the Av, then apparently the Tolda is Tafel Av. If the issue is whether you can invoke the Av, it's possible that the issue is whether Tolda becomes independent. And if you're going to be Mechalek Gufa between Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham in that issue, that's going to be very, very important as well. Okay. What about other issues? Are there like major halachos that apply to an Av and not to a Tolda, or to a Tolda not an Av? Well, Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa might be one of them, if you interpret the Ran not like the Rav was suggesting. Where else do we find such discussions? Daniel? Yeah. Mefarik is Tolda. Go ahead, what's the discussion?
The Rambam says by Dush, it's only by Kulei Karka. He says Mefarik is a Tolda of Dush, and Mefarik is by Kulei.
Yeah, that's the problem. The Rambam holds Ein Disha L'Bigdulei Karka. The Rambam holds Mefarik is Dush. Most of us would have said, therefore, Ein Mefarik Ela B'Gidulei Karka. But the Rambam didn't. Other Rishonim did. I mean, the Tosas Rid says that Mefarek is not a Tolda of Dash. Or if it is, it's only Drabanan. V'haraya, ein disha le'bigidulei karka, and therefore, obviously can't be a Tolda of Dash Daraisa. The Bali Tosas said the opposite. Obviously, we don't paskin ein disha le'bigidulei karka, because, at least according to Rashi, because if Mefarek is Dash, or Cholev is Dash, so obviously it's not limited to Gidulei Karka. So each in his own way, either rejecting the need for Gidulei Karka, or rejecting the relationship between Dash and Mefarek or Cholev, reflects the assumption that if Ein Disha Ela B'Gidulei Karka, then Ein Toldas Disha Ela B'Gidulei Karka, in different directions, but that's the assumption. However, none of these positions work for the Rambam. It's clear that the Tolda is Daraisa, and it's clear that Ein Disha Ela B'Gidulei Karka. So what's left are two other approaches. Daniel, namely?
Either Behema is Gidulei Karka.
Either Behema is Gidulei Karka, which is an issue in different areas of Halacha. Right? Sometimes we treat Godros, Behemos, like Metaltalin, and sometimes we treat it like Karka. You have to look at Shibudim. You might say, well, in some areas the issue isn't. Rav used to always say there are two areas in Halacha that sometimes look like they overlap. One is Karka and Metaltalin, and the other is Mechubar and Talush. You have to figure out which Halachos depend on Mechubar and Talush and which depend on Karka and Metaltalin. Okay. Karka and Metaltalin is more of a formal designation of stature, status. It's a legal status. Whereas Mechubar and Talush are legal formal aspects to it too, but you know, it implies more the connection to the karka. What does Tumah v'Tahara depend on? What does Shibudim depend on? What do Kinyanim depend on? What does Shavua depend on? And Onah, and so on and so forth. All sorts of issues. Anavim ma'omdos libatzer, right? You're about to pluck the grapes. So are they kibitzuros dami or not? L'inyan what? Huge machlokas, Rishon of the Rivigash, the Rambam. Bali Tosis, huge discussions about those topics. It's quite possible. Mechubar ubisov talush. Or, you know, So all sorts of cases. And one of the cases is Adam and Behema, right? With regard to a Shibudim, for example, where you depend on Smichos Das, so you're not going to say Behema is like Karka, Gidule Karka. Clearly not. Can run off, can be moved, just like any mobilia, just like any metaltolin. But when it comes to formal halachos, you say it or you don't say it. So that's the suggestion of the, what is it, the Magid Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, Magid Mishnah. Right, that the Rambam felt that Behema was Gidulei Karka le'inyan this halacha. And therefore it's not a violation of the principle of Ein Disha Ela b'Gidulei Karka. However, the Kesef Mishnah, I think, quotes Rav Avram ben Rambam, Daniel, who says
that the requirement of Gidulei Karka is only by the Av and Tov.
Yeah, the requirement is only by the Av and not by the Tov. And we don't exactly know what he means by that, but if it's a real breakdown between the Av and the Tolda, so the discrepancy is an important one. Again, it's a little counterintuitive. One would have thought that the Tolda can't be better than the Av. It's not a question of better, maybe, but maybe this halacha is part of the Tzura Sa'av. Or isn't there a Tolda in every Av? The Chalam Asayim Mana? No, apparently not. Chiddush should be that where the Tzura is significant, then the Tzura, the Kederach of the Tzura, or whatever it is Ma'akev. You can't say that every Av is also a Tolda Bechlal. Let it not be Lo Gara Mitolda Diday. Apparently you can't say that. It's a package deal. The Tachlis is not separable in the Av. But where all you're caring about is a Tachlis and not the Tzura, and a particular requirement is connected to that Tzura, or to the Derech of that Tzura, so then the Tolda, even though it seems counterintuitive, the Tolda can be more chamor than the Av. It really isn't more chamor, it's just a different focus. This is something that we find also in the Egle Tal. Told you to look at the one in the piece on Ma'amer. Ari, you saw it? He rejects it, but he quotes the Shulchan Aruch HaRav about Ma'amer. You didn't see it? I'm pretty sure I gave that piece. Did I give the piece on Ma'amer? No? I gave you two pieces on Ofa and one on Ma'amer. No? Okay. I take it back. The piece on Ma'amer was, I'll tell you where it is at least. The Yud Aleph, Ma'amer Yud Aleph maybe, or Gimel? Osei, I'm sorry. I didn't give it to you? The question there, the issues, whether the issue is whether Ma'amer applies only b'makom gidulo or not. So Ma'amer means gathering together bundles, right, and you know, putting them together. That's the next stage of the processing of tevuah. Cut it down, then you gather all together, then you take it to the threshing place, and so on and so forth. So Ma'amer. So is Ma'amer only b'makom gidulo or not? So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, you have an Egle Tal here? What? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. So basically it says if you're packing together figs or whatever it is into one, that's also Ma'amer. So, I guess anything that enhances the next stage of the process, or the ability to bring the stuff to the next stage of the process. So he says, but maybe it should be only b'makom gidulo. Let's say you do it in a factory, or somewhere else. Do it in your car. I don't know. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav said, yeah, that's ma'amer too. So the Eglital says, no, a tola cannot be better than an av. If there's a restriction of makom gidulo for the av, then that's true for the tola as well. Now, what is the idea of the Shulchan Aruch Rav? It's hard to know. Is he saying toldos are different than avos? It's parallel to Rav Avraham and Rambam's comment about disho begidulei karka, or is he, you know, arguing that makom gidulo is specifically sensible when it comes to tevua? The idea is it's kederach and shalok kederach, and this is not a kederach issue. You know, when it comes to pressing figs or whatever it is, you know, the fact that it's not done in its place is irrelevant. That's hard to know. But in any case, it seems to be a similar kind of discussion. Okay. Another interesting discussion is the Tosas on Tzadi Hei Yom Dalev in Shabbos. Tosas on Tzadi Hei is a very famous question. Why is it Sugya there of Rode Dvash and so on? Why don't you say, this is where my obsession with Megabin really comes from. It's from this whole issue. I'm working on it. I'm trying to get over the problem. But Tosas here asks the following question. If Dir Masal the Haroda, Tamilari, Kivin the Mutal Agabin Biyamtov Minatora, are you allowed to make cheese on, you curdle the cheese? Make the cheese, curdle the cheese on Yantif? Afilo Be'efshar, Afilo Loye Mutar Midrabanan, Elo Bid Loefshar, and even if the Rabbanan they said that it's Dafke Bid Loefshar, Nibon Yom, but still Daraisa. Imke nafal beso biyamtov, yehe muta livnosa biyamtov. The mitosh shehutar binyad letzarech, the megabein, havan bishumbona. Kud amar besama chutunam bishalol letzarech, umvad shei tzarech, kiyum ayom, lecho besocho shalaya kenu shere v'shemesh. This is just a remarkable tosis, right? You can see why I'm so excited about it. Tosis says, you can make cheese on yamtov, right? Efshar bivod yom, lo efshar bivod yom, heter ochol nefesh. So if your house falls down, you should be able to build it up. You don't want to eat outside in the scorching heat or in the cold. Right, so ma'inyan megabin it's a bona because megabin is a told of bona. So he's saying mitoch shehutra megabin hutra bona. So it sounds like something wrong with that question. But Tosas doesn't think there's anything wrong with the question at all. Tosas says in Achanami, you could do it, Minat Torah. The only reason you can't is because it's of the Nechal. And you have the crew and they're building the house on Shabbos. The Asur Midrabanan, Dava Uv the Nechal, Kehechad Asurim, Tchina Vaharkada B'Yom Tov. Minat Torah, you're right. Midrabanan, you can't do it. You can't do it. But Minat Torah, you could do it. Now, of course, the number one, as they point out on the side, they say, on the side here, they tell you Ayin Tosas Beitza Gimel Amin Aleph Sof Dir Masuk Zeir Hashema. That's the famous Tosas where Tosas says that, you know, outside of maybe Sidura de Pas and the question where exactly to draw the line, maybe there is no heter of mitoch. Mitoch shutul tzorech utulam shalol tzorech doesn't apply to all malachos according to some Bali Tosas. It only applies to what we would call meleches okol nefesh. Right, up to a certain point in the order of malachos. So according to that view of Bali Tosas, which is a view which Bali Tosas embraced in many, many places, Bona is clearly outside of the Sidur de Pas and so on. The idea behind that view in Bali Tosas is very clear. In other words, there has to be either Tzorech or Shem Meleches Ochel Nefesh. Shem Meleches Ochel Nefesh is limited to certain kind of Melechas, or maybe you need both of these needed. Okay. This Tosas is assuming that that's not true. Like Tosas asked the question, Dav Gimel and Beitza, and again in the beginning of the third parak, what about kotzer? What about plucking, fruit from your tree on Yontif? You're hungry. Tzorech ochel nefesh. What about going fishing on Yontif? Tzad dogim and abibrim. It seems like you're not allowed to do that. What's the problem? If you want fish, you should be able to do it. So there are different answers given to that question. Some of the Bali told us the answer is, oh, I got to finish in 2 minutes. The answer of, these malachos are not the chalal sidur de pas, therefore the hetero kolev doesn't apply. But here Tosa is not operating with that idea. Tosa is saying, if it has a tzad of hetero kol nefesh, like Megabin does, then it should be mutter. But there's something else wrong with this Tosas. The fact that Tosas here isn't Lishitaso in many other places in Shabbos and in Beitza and so on. Okay. That's the least of our problems. The other element is that even if you say that you can go beyond, there's a huge, huge assumption in Tosas here. Namely, that you can define mitoch on the basis of a tolda. Right? If the Av Malacha was Megabein, and you're not allowed to do Megabein on Shabbos, and therefore we extend it to Bona. So then I can understand what Tosas is saying. If the Av Malacha Megabein is a Malacha Sochol Nefesh, and there's a Mitoch, so then you can do the Bona as well. But the Av Malacha is Bona, not Megabein. So good, if you can do Megabein when you need it, that's because of Tzorech Ochol Nefesh. But if you're talking about Mitoch, Shehut L'Tzorech, Hutcha Shalol L'Tzorech, which is about defining the Shem Malacha by virtue of some prominent contingency, right? So is the prominent contingency of a tolda enough to redefine, and especially when there's such a discrepancy between them? That's why I always emphasize Megabein, because again, if the Gemara didn't tell us that Megabein was a tolda of Bona, probably none of us would have known it either. Right? So not only is it a tolda, it's a tolda which is pushing the limits of this Av. And that's going to be the basis of saying Mitoch. The answer to all these questions is for Tosas and Shabbos, yes. Okay. But one could disagree with Tosas. So the Netziv has part of the story. The Netziv in Hamek Shela on the Shultos says there are some toldos which are pushing the limit. There are toldos shechnisu chachamim she'enan domos, and they don't define mitoch. Okay, that already is an acknowledgement that there can be toldos which are not domos lav. But I think that one might have just said it more sharply. One could have said a tolda can never be the basis for a mitoch. Even a tolda hadoma cannot be the basis for mitoch. Let's say it's doma in every way, except this what it adds is a malachas ochol nefesh component. Still might not be enough. Again, if you take the view that avos and toldos are identical, the av is the only difference is epistemological, the process. How did we know this? Where did it come from? The answer is from the Mishkan, the av that in turn. We examined the Av, we figured out Ikar of the Sharasho. Ikar of the Sharasho is what's Aser about it, and whatever it shares with the Tolda is exactly the same. There's no difference between an Av and a Tolda. Then all you have to answer is one question, and that is there's no special Yichos, Av or Tolda, but still you could ask is the Heter Echol Nefesh that exists within this Shem Malacha characteristic enough or not? And you could still disagree with Tosas. But if the answer is yes, or as characteristic as anything else is, then you should say Mitoch. Doesn't matter that Bona is the Av and Megabein is the Toldo. But if you say that there's always more Yichus for the Av than the Toldo, like the Ramban's language and so on, so then you might say, forget, even if the Netziv was wrong, even if it wasn't a pushing the envelope Toldo. Right, you might say that's the idea saying of the Netziv is that there couldn't be a pushing the envelope tolda if you didn't have this relationship between Avos and Tolda. That's true also, but it's still a different point in terms of the Mitoch issue. I might have said that even if it's a very similar one, as long as it's a tolda, and tolda means davar tafel, davar she'ena miyuchas, the Av is the only thing that can define for its toldos Mitoch. I should also mention there are other achronim who say that maybe Megabin is not a tolda of Bona on Shabbos. Because of the discrepancy of Heter Ochol Nefesh, maybe Tolda of Yom Tov and Tolda of Shabbos are different. In Shabbos, Megabin is Bona. And in Yom Tov, it's not Bona at all. So on Yom Tov, it's not Mitoch. I think that's a very interesting argument as well. And again, one which reflects on the nature of the relationship between Avos and Toldos, if you say it. If there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, that would be very important as well. Okay, I have to stop here. I got to run to another across the street. We just have a few more minutes to finish with this on Sunday. Rabbi Eliezer, we still have to pin down a little bit more, although we began that, and maybe one or two other quick ha'aros. But basically, we'll start with the Mishnah and Zareya as the first malacha on Sunday. Okay. Wish you all a Simchas Purim. You can say that even on Tanis Esther, according to what I said earlier.
Whatever, you know. Well, what time is the rest of the Naples?
Did you know anything about Minnesota? A time. Should I plug, unplug? 1 o'clock? Where? Pick the Yonta? Pick the Yonta?
Pick the Yonta? I don't know, said that.
Do you know what time all the nechas are?
12:30
is empty. I'm talking about later. What time's mine?
I leave.
Oh. At home. So what time are you? What time do you want to leave? Okay, so then we're not going to learn. There's no way I'm going to be able to do it now. I mean, at least an hour. I'm going to see you later tonight.
That's a weird
department to put. Yeah. It's probably going to be a
I've only done it once in my life.
Really?
Yeah. Exactly.
Or maybe redress until I pick the answer for it. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Everything. Because I have to stop by every meeting. There is enough time. I'm just going to carry the
starting
Shlichus in
front
of
you. Shlichus is next year.
You're starting Shlichus today?
Yeah, I'm saying, in terms of
Oh!